Name of Yahweh, hallelujah, as we all know, is the only name that has salvation. And we're just overwhelmed. We've had great signs and wonders to follow through. And if we had two rainbows side by side, hallelujah, come down upon the house as we was keeping Passover, and that was a great and wonderful sign that all the neighborhood and the countryside saw that we was worshiping Yahweh, and he was well pleased. And tonight we're in the final night of it. And I have a lot of friends that we're going to put on the phone here. Me and Brother Pastor Buddy Johnson is with us again tonight, and we're going to go into the scriptures. And we're going to give our testimonies, hallelujah, of how Yahweh's blessed and moved for our people. And tonight we're going to highlight a couple of areas, and I'm going to let Brother Johnson testify and teach you all and bring the word. And we want to kind of go along with baptism, seeing how we've seen so many people come into the water and how important that it is. There's a lot of controversy in the land tonight about what names to be baptized in. And Yahweh said in Acts 4:11-12, he said, there's only salvation in one name. Hallelujah. And if we go to Zechariah 14, I think it's 10 verse, he said, and Yahweh's name was one. Hallelujah. So we have a lot of misconceptions in the land tonight that there's a lot of different names for the Messiah. And tonight is one of the best teachers I ever met as far as coming in water baptism in the name. I studied under him for 15 years. Well, I guess, as far as the name goes, about 20, 25 years, hallelujah, that I've been alive. And tonight we're going to disprove that the name of Jesus Christ is not the name of salvation, hallelujah. That it come out of the pits of hell and there's no salvation in it. And if you're baptized in it tonight and you haven't been baptized in the name of Yahweh, hopefully by the end of this program you'll call and ring our phones where you'll find you a Yahweh minister and you'll seek to be baptized in the only name to have salvation. I believe wholeheartedly if you're not baptized in the name of Yahweh that you will die and bust hell wide open, hallelujah. Just because you're white, do not deceive yourself in thinking that you're just going to walk into camp and hallelujah. That we must obey what is written. So this time, let me introduce you to our guest tonight, Pastor Buddy Johnson.
Well, thank you, Brother Clinton, and greetings everybody around the internet connecting network. If you're hooked up with us tonight, we salute you in the great magnanimous name of Yahweh. It's a name above all names, as Brother Clinton has indicated to you, and we're right here. We're just finishing up 7 glorious days of the second Passover, recorded in the 9th chapter of the book of Numbers. And the numbers of our conversions here in this festival at Morristown, Tennessee, has been phenomenal. The Father has moved, as Brother Clinton has indicated, with great signs. Even as I speak right now, there is a rainbow above the place where we gather. And the evening when we shared the meal, the lamb and the salad, the bitter herbs, and the wine and the bread, we had a double rainbow, as Brother Clinton said, a covenant sign that the Father, I believe, was well pleased in our gathering and our attempt to please him and to reach out and to gather, hunt for, and to bring in to the kingdom the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, of course, it reads that we're to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Our purpose, our covenant, we're in covenant tonight with him, and we continue on as time goes on and as the sun goes down, when we end these seven glorious days with 16 precious souls that came to the acknowledgement of Yahweh as their Savior, and they repented of their sins, and they were sealed according to the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 4, where it says that they had the name, those who entered into the kingdom. And the Bible says also, Brother Clinton, in the book of John, chapter 5 and verse 3, it says you must be born of the water and the Spirit to enter in. Now, we know that in Matthew 28:19, they were commanded to go and teach and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Well, we've got the name of the Father all figured out. The mystery is cleared up. And for those who use the formula verbatim, meaning that they copy the verbatim the message that was written in Matthew 28:19 without any interpretation. Now, the Bible says that we must rightly divide the covenant command and the great mysteries. Well, it was given unto Yahweh's prophets to bring in the revelation of the great mystery. You see, Father is no name. It's a descriptive title applied to that person who is a male, and that we should have a father, but the Father has got a name. You need to know the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, Brother Clinton indicated to you that for over 500 years, in the original King James, the one that was handed to him by the 70 translators that finished up the project of what we know as the King James Version Bible, they purposely, or maybe unintentionally, whatever the case may be, and we know that they left out the great name of YHWH and brought in the Jesus name. And we were talking this morning, Brother James and myself, and those who were gathered around in our circle talking, that down in Texas, he knows a lot of those down there that are called Jesus or Jesus in the English. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us in the Scriptures that Yahweh has a name. We're talking about the Savior now. He had a name above every name. You can look in the phone book, and you can go down through any phone book in the cities of the United States of America. You can find Jesus living somewhere on the planet at every house. In some of these suburbs, you'll find Jesus mentioned, or Jesus. There's no difference in the Spanish sounding of the phonics of Jesus and the English rendering of Jesus. It is strictly, as Brother Clinton said, it is a name that is not correct. It is a name that is false. It is a name that was given to the people by the Holy Unholy Catholic Church. Now repeat that. Given to the people by the Holy Unholy Catholic Church. If you read the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations, it indicates that the church at Rome was a whore church, and out of her came forth the harlots of the Protestant Reformation movement. Now, they did all they could to get out and escape the falsehood of the Catholic Church. In other words, the Pope and their harsh rendering and the chaining of the Scriptures to the pulpits to keep the people, and they only did the Mass in Latin language to keep the people ignorant, fearful, and superstitious, so that they could build up a traditional commitment to the name of Jesus. Because if you really look at the objective of the Romans, who were worshipers of Zeus. Now, I know this is going to sound strange, but if you go back to the 13th chapter of the book of Acts and begin to look in the 13th chapter, you'll find that they made references to Zeus, the god of the pagan antiquity, these pagan gods, and Zeus was the principal sky god of both Greek and Roman emperors and those that worshipped in those days. So this great name, Jesus, that has been around for about 500 years, and in meaning great, meaning that a great many people use it, but they use it because they can read it in the New Testament. Well, listen what the Bible said, as Clinton indicated in Acts 4:11-12, that the stone the builders rejected. Now, what does that mean? That means that the stone was a name that wouldn't get into the New Testament scriptures by the authority of the holy, unholy Roman Catholic Church, who took out the great divine covenant, the I Am, that I Am, removed it from the text of the holy scriptures written by holy men as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit, written in Aramaic, confiscated by the Catholic Church over the ages for 300 years. They gathered up all the texts that the apostles wrote. They changed it into the Latin language and to the Greek language and did away with the Aramaic signs of our Father. Now, let me show you something here, ladies and gentlemen. When we're going into the text of the Scriptures, the Bible said, "Be not deceived. For Yahweh is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap." If you go down into the water, as Clinton said, if you go down in a false name, you will raise to stand before him in a false name. That's how you get deceived. Now, the Bible said for you to search the scripture for when you think you have eternal life, and it also says this, that you will give an account before Yahweh, and as I indicated in Revelations chapter 22, verse 4, and Revelations 14 and 1, it's very important. It's expedient beyond the comprehensional level of most of those who have sat in darkness to see the light of the revelation of a covenant name sent down from heaven by holy men as they preached it. Yahweh himself, Yeshua, meaning being Yahweh the Savior, came into the world to bring his divine covenant name, and the Bible says that it would in the New Testament be rejected. The stone or the name was rejected. The true covenant name that was given to the Hebrew people was taken out by Greek Romans that wanted the sky god Zeus to be the principal god. Now, they got him in there, and the way they got him in there was ingenious. Satan is very crafty. And the Bible says that he will deceive the very elect if possible. Now, let me show you something here. As we look at the text, and you say, well, Pastor Buddy, how can God let the Bible, the New Testament in particular, how can he let that Bible deceive people? Well, let me show you something. The Bible says also in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 16, that we are not to add to the text, and neither are we to take from. For he that addeth to. Well, if we're not to add to, and the possibilities of the penalty of those that do, we understand that some unholy men got into the scriptures and changed the love letter that Yahweh sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So now when you come to the revelation and you really know that the true divine covenant name is once given, it's once appointed. And you know, Brother Clinton, there's something very interesting. We've discussed this here at the assembly where we have taught for the last 7 days this mysterious name of Yahweh. Now, why is it mysterious? Why is it not much broadcast? It's simply because they sought to hide his covenant name and to withdraw it from the people so that Satan could deceive the whole world, and the whole world would wonder after a false name. Ladies and gentlemen, just because a great group of people in the earth call on a name, they glorify the name of Jesus, they glorify it, they praise it, they worship, they sing, and they dance. But so did the prophets of Baal. When they called on this name was to the Israelites the name that they worshipped in, the name that they called on. And Elijah found out that all of Israel, with the exception of 7,000, had bowed the knee to this false god. Well, when I look around the country and all of these bell boxes where they use the name of Jesus, and do not and will not permit any truth to come in, therefore, you that sit in that darkness, sitting in the pews, baptized in Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or in Jesus' name, let me warn you now. Come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sin, for her sins have reached into heaven. And in the last days, Yahweh will raise up men of faith, and they will restore the divine covenant name back to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, the Bible said today is the day of salvation, and salvation is none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we can be saved. Now, let's go back now from the New Testament, which has been altered, changed, and perverted in some cases where the divine covenant name has been removed purposely, intentionally, to deceive the very elect. Now, we're going back to the old parchment we call the Old Testament. Now we realize that in the Old Testament, if you've ever read the Hebrew Scriptures, that has what we describe as the Greek, Hebrew, and the English interpretation from both the Greek of the New Testament and the Hebrew of the Old, it is recorded into English for your benefit. You do not have to learn Hebrew to know the name. When you go back to the Scripture, for instance, if we go back to Genesis 4:26, we see that that statement there says that men begin to call on the name of the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the original text, that doesn't say that. It's been perverted and mistranslated by those who purposely sought to deceive us. What does the true Hebrew say? That men begin to profane the name of Yahweh. Let me repeat this. They begin to profane the name of Yahweh. Now, you see the difference that men begin to call on the name of Yahweh as versus the true text. They begin to profane. Now, from Genesis 4:26, Satan has worked overtime. I mean, he's put in hour, crafty hour after hour to work up a name to deceive the whole world. And the Bible says that this is, according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, the name, not names, but name of blasphemy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say, it saddens me to say, and it pains my heart to say, that that name is Jesus. It has been used for these 500 years or so, because if you read the original King James Bible, it didn't say Jesus, it says Jesus. Now we've given it a English sounding name. When we invented the J, which was not in the English, wasn't any J's in the Hebrew, none in the Greek, and they've took this J sound to put in with the G sound and brought out Jesus. Well, let me show you something here. When the Roman armies invaded the countries, particularly the Latin countries, where we have the Spanish-speaking people, they still say in Spanish, Brother Clinton, they still, Brother Tom, say Jesus. And they were taught this by the Roman Catholic priesthood who followed the soldiers of Rome when they come in and conquered these countries in the Spanish language, the Latin language that the Romans used. And they taught them to call, when they asked who their God was, what power that they were using, and what name they called on, they said to them, just say, Hey, Zeus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you use Jesus, the modern equivalent of Jesus, and if you'll slow it down, you will see an exclamation of you exclamating Jesus as Zeus. Jesus. It's an exclamation point to emphasize the importance of Zeus. And that's what they gave him. That's how they begin to call on the name of Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, any way you slice it, any way you lay it down, and any way you serve it on the platter, it's still calling on Zeus. They did it in the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, and they did it in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. Matter of fact, they even wanted to slay oxen for Paul, who they called Mercurius, and for other disciple, who was Barnabas. They wanted to call him Zeus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they forbade that madness, and they preached against it because they called on the Hebrew God, Yahweh. If you don't call on Yahweh, you have, and you will have, gay trouble. Because everyone that goes back into the kingdom must have. It is a prerequisite. It is a definite requirement that everyone that enters into the kingdom must have the knowledge of the name of the true Creator in the forehead. That means your knowledge banks must be filled with the glory of Yahweh. You must have that knowledge, because if you don't have that knowledge, He's going to say, when you say in that day, when you come up in all these pagan examples that I could give you, one in particular, which the Messiah himself recorded in the New Testament, many will say to me in that day, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And the Bible says, depart. You see, just because you call him Lord without an explanation of who the Lord is. If you read in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, you'll see that it says there's many lords and many gods. Now, when you stand up before him, if you know the Lord, and you call on the Lord, and you were saved by the Lord, and you were filled by the Holy Ghost by the Lord, and you really don't know who he is, then you're going to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Brother Clinton, we're having a glorious time here in Morristown, Tennessee. We'd like to invite all of the people in the future times that we announce festivals to come and join us here, as many from around the country have done. We have people flying in from foreign countries and coming in and visiting us. And we've had a great attendance of a fellowship here. And the only name that's been exalted is the magnanimous, magnificent, the all-powerful, almighty, glorious, most holy and wonderful name above every name, Yahweh, and his saints love him. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says there in Exodus, he said, Do not let the names of other gods even come out of your mouth. So a lot of people, as we said earlier, said that he has many names. He's called Lord, he's called God, he's called Jesus, he's called the Father. Turn your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 9, hallelujah. We're just going to find out tonight how many names he's got, hallelujah. If you're preaching the false name right now, I hope Yahweh strikes your heart with a heart attack and busts your heart out of your chest. If you don't repent and get back in the name of the truth after this message has been taught to you, because the scripture said it had been better for you not to know the way than to know it and not go it, hallelujah. He said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, and anything other than this is of the devil, hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't sit on the fence and straddle and wait in indecision and worry about hanging out with a crowd, hallelujah. That's one thing that stopped our people from growing, and that's one thing that's holding us back. It's just like the Pharisees, those who would stand in your path and hinder you. They won't enter in, and they'd hinder those that would, hallelujah, and place these heavy burdens upon us. Zechariah chapter 14 and 9 says, and Yahweh shall be king over all the earth in that day, and shall there be one Yahweh, and his name one, hallelujah. So if you're calling on any other name than Yahweh, and you're giving him two or three different names, hallelujah, you're going totally against Scripture, totally against Bible. And Yahweh said, if you added to or took away his word, hallelujah, he'd bring the pegs of this book upon you, hallelujah.
Amen.
So let judgment tonight, as we call into the heavens, let Yahweh stand in judgment over your lives. If you're fearing for your mother and your father, you're not wanting to come out of the Babylon system just because you're afraid of going against mother and father. You need to flip over to the 10th chapter of Matthew where he said, if you love mother and father more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love your husband and wife more than me, you're not worthy of me. You've got a choice to make in your life, hallelujah. You're going to have to stand upon the rock. You're going to have to be hated and persecuted of all men for my name's sake, as the scripture says, and come on into the truth. The day of indecision is far past, hallelujah. His word is getting taught throughout the land. The door is very quickly being shut, and opportunity is fleeing, hallelujah. Tonight, you need to call in, you need to help, and you need to support these brethren that's on the air. We need to come out of this false way. And if you have your Bibles, go to Ephesians 1 and 20. I'm going to show you why this name of Yahweh is so important, hallelujah, and why it's so powerful. And if you're teaching in the name of Jesus or any other name, let me be the first to ask you. So you call me tonight at 423-839-0612. I'll go anywhere in the country, pay my own way, and debate anybody, hallelujah. If this is not true, it'll be like Elijah. We're going to call Israel together back on Mount Carmel once again, and we're going to find out for sure if we're going to serve Yahweh or if we're going to serve the names of Baal, hallelujah. And as it happened in the days of old when Yahweh lit the offering and exalted himself to be high priest, we're going to turn around and put all these false prophets to death, hallelujah. So Ephesians 1 and 20. It says, which he wrought in Christ when he was raised from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heaven places, far above principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name, hallelujah, listen to this, and every name that is named not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. He has a name above every name, hallelujah, not just in this world, but in the world to come. And Brother Johnson, we want to sell him out, and we want to give him a name that's common, just like all these Mexicans and Latinos. We want to call him Jesus, and we want to fit in the crowd, hallelujah. Yeah. He said in Hebrews, he said, by inheritance, chapter 1, verse 14, I've inherited the more excellent name, a name even above the angels, amen, hallelujah. So why do we want to take his name in vain, cast it down to mean nothing, to give him a common name, amen, hallelujah?
Brother Clinton, you know, that's a good point. The name above all names should be a holy, sacred name. It shouldn't be shared among the people to be blasphemed and trampled on, to name their little children, and some have named their dogs and their cats and stuff like that with this name that they're using as a substitute. Now, let me show you something here, ladies and gentlemen. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, why do you make a big issue about the name? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you understand your commitment to your name, you're not going to deny your name. And when your name is spoken in any congregation, be it civil, be it judicial, or be it spiritual, you're going to have to stand up and give an account. And everyone that refuses the correct, divine, powerful name of the Creator is going to have to stand up and give an account for names that they have accepted as a substitute. Now, let's look at the difference. The original name that was given to Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15. Now, when Moses went back to the people to bring them out of darkness, he knew that they would ask him, by what name or by what authority do you come to present us or to convince us to come out of Egypt? Ladies and gentlemen, Moses used the Tetragrammaton. It's a referral of what we describe in the Greek language by the Septuagint. Now, the Septuagint Bible was written 300 years before Christ ever walked on the planet. So then they knew how to speak. And they spoke in the Septuagint, the divine covenant name in the Bible, and they had the ability to put it in there as it was written from the Hebrew to the Greek, and they said his name is Yahweh. Now, if his name is Yahweh, and it's a name above every name, and at this name every knee shall bow, then it's very important for Moses to go back and speak the the divine covenant name with authority to the people. And Brother Clinton, he convinced them that this name, which was above every name, the great I am that I am, the causative verb to be, in translation, the holy tetragrammaton, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. That's how we derive, and that's how that we come forth, all of the major scholars that know the language of the Hebrew, declaring to you that his four sacred letters was YHVH. It was a name that was posted in the heart of Moses through looking at the Creator face to face. As he spoke the definition, he told him, I am the causative verb. I am the reason that everything exists in the universe. Now, when Moses heard that, he knew that he'd come in divine presence of the Holy Father. And no wonder, Brother Tom, that he pulled off his shoes. No wonder that he gave this divine covenant creator the glory and the honor, and no wonder his face shone as a light. Brother Clinton, there's a scripture in the Bible, and it's recorded in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, and it goes like this. That at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, because the whole family in heaven and earth is in that name. Now, you say, well, what's important about a name? I just told you. Everything that is in heaven and on earth, and it also says this, under the earth. For those who have gone on before, those who are present and those who are to come out from heaven, when we come together, we are going to be all in the divine name of the Creator. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't any of these Hindu, these Muslim gods of praise and honor that they give glory to the gods of their name. It wasn't Baal. Yahweh has long defeated every god that ever came before him. And ladies and gentlemen, I will announce to the world for sure that the final battle will be fought, and the same Creator God that rules the universe will win again. No power, no weapon that is formed against this divine name will accomplish its mission. Yes, Satan despises the name. The Bible says, as Clinton quoted to you in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, he quoted a verse of scripture, and in this scripture it says this, that you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can preach any God on the planet that has been revealed, Jesus, Allah, or the Hindu gods of, I don't know how many they got, hundreds of them, and I don't know how many gods that Buddha has got, but they've got hundreds of these other gods. But listen what Yahweh said, is there a God beside me? I know not any. At the name of Yahweh, every knee is going to bow, including these false gods that people have in their foolish imagination, having their heart and their mind puffed up with tradition, and full well they reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep their own tradition. Brother Clinton, we're in the last days, and it's time for us to gather together as a covenant people and keep this salt covenant as it's recorded in the book of Chronicles, chapter 13, verse 5. He said that I will make a covenant of salt. The Bible says that we are, I'm talking about Jacob Israel, the people of the Aryan race, who have the ability to blush all over this planet. The salt of the earth is being gathered together in salt covenant circles around the world right now, to assemble together and to call upon the name of the great, magnanimous, magnificent Creator Yahweh. Now the Bible says that in the day that they call on my name, and it says that the earth will be filled with my glory, and he said, in the day that they call me, I will say, it is my people. and the people will say it is their creator, Yahweh. I can't wait for the day, Clinton, when the whole house of Israel come back in covenant to call on his name.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, Pastor Buddy, everybody says, well, when the sun comes down, his name changed from Yahweh, and now it's Yahshua, or it's Jesus, or some other name. Let me give you a scripture right now. Go to John 17, starting at the sixth verse. You know, Yahweh said, let my word be true, and every man a liar. Hallelujah. We got to find out what the truth is. And we're going to find out tonight. I'm going to read you the scriptures that the Son, Yahweh, who a lot of people think are two different beings, kept all of Israel, not in the name of Yahshua, not in the name of Jesus Christ, not in the name of Lord and God, and all these names that come out of the pits of hell, hallelujah. But he kept them in one name, and that was the Father's name.
Amen.
Let's pick it up at the sixth verse. He says, I have manifested, this is the Son speaking, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all that the things whatsoever thou hast given me are thee. For I have given unto them thy words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known and surely that I am come out from thee. They have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them not. I said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, hallelujah.
Oh, I thought you loved the world.
But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. See, that's another racial statement, hallelujah. He's making a difference amongst his people and all these Canaanite serpent-seed Jews that's come out of the pits of hell to destroy Israel. And all these bell-box preachers from Jeremiah chapter 23 to verse 27 has caused his people to forget his name for Baal, hallelujah. He said, and all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I have glorified in them. And now I will no more, now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may know, that they may be one as we are one, hallelujah. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, hallelujah, in the Father's name.
Amen.
Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none is lost, hallelujah.
Hmm.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. So tonight, if you're believing that there's any other name and that the son kept is the saints in any other name, then you're a liar and the truth ain't in you, hallelujah, because you can't prove it by the word. Tonight, you've got to get off the fence road, Brother Johnson. It's not becoming the Yahweh's, the, or yea be yea, or nay be nay, and anything else is of the devil. St. John 2, James chapter 2, verse 19 says that even the devil believe in one God and tremble, hallelujah. So if you believe that there's more than one God, then you, you're totally lost. And we need to come back to the throne room of heaven. We need to be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of our sins, to receive the Holy Ghost, to have eternal life, hallelujah.
You know, Brother Clinton, as you were saying there, that the manifestation of that great name in John 17:6 and also in verse 26 of the 17th chapter is the same. And, of course, in St. John chapter 14, verses 7 through 11 there, he gave him an indication who he was. Well, the Bible says, speaking about the divinity, a lot of people don't want our Savior to be the Creator. But the Bible said he was in the world, and the world was made by him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. For in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Ladies and gentlemen, if he was the Word in the beginning that created everything, then imagine that the Spirit, Yahweh is the Spirit, John 4:24, that he decided to become a man, and he come in a little humble flesh body in an obscure place in Bethel of Galilee. He was born there, and one of the most incredible miracle signs that we have recorded, we have copies of this, and if you'd like to have it, we could send it to you, or we could have it posted on our website, and I believe it's there right now on PastorBuddy.net. You can see it there, where we declare by a picture that was satellite image taken in the mountains of Bethel. There is recorded in Aramaic Hebrew the divine covenant name of Yahweh. It is written, the only name in the earth, and the Bible says that his name is written in the earth, and nobody had found it for hundreds of years until it was discovered in Bethel. Now, Bethel happens to be the birthright territory that he swore to Jacob forever that he would put his name there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he kept his word. Now, why don't you keep your word to him and don't deny it? If you deny him, he's going to deny you. If you're drawn out to him, and the only way you can approach him is to call on his name. How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? And when he comes, Brother Clinton, he's going to preach in that name. He's going to declare it, and he's going to prove all things just like the Father in his divine covenant love. He wrote his name like a signature of an artist in the earth when he finished the making. And before she cooled down, he reached down in the miry clay of the hills at Bethel in Galilee. And he penned his famous name right there in the mountains. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to see it. It's marvelous. Brother Clinton, it's a miracle. It is a sign to confirm that the name that we're preaching, as you said, is a name above every name.
You got that right, Brother Johnson. If you have your Bibles, again, go to Exodus 23 and 13. And, you know, an hour just ain't long enough. I'm just getting started, hallelujah. We could go another hour. And we're very passionate about the truth. The name is one of the most, if not the most, important teachings in water baptism that everything else is built upon. And there's a lot of deceivers, there's a lot of pretenders, there's a lot of false prophets out in the world today deceiving the flock, hallelujah. And tonight we're calling together. I hope this is pricking your heart. I hope that you're mad, and I hope that you're angry. And I hope you got enough guts to get your butt off that couch and dial the phone tonight and say, I'm going to prove that man wrong. And hopefully we come together and we prove it right, hallelujah. Exodus 23 and 13 says, in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other gods. Oh, hallelujah. Neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. So if Yahweh tells you not even to mention the name of another god out of your mouth, by what authority tonight do you say that you do, hallelujah? No, Brother Johnson, we got a lot of men and women both scouring the countryside saying they love the word of God, they love the word of this, they love the word of that. But you got very few people that are obeying it. In Luke 6, he said, why call me Yahweh Master and do not the things which I say to do? He said, you must be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word, hallelujah. You've got to submit and repent yourself and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. And I want the heavens to bear witness tonight as we're sitting here and teaching that you have been made known the truth. In the day of judgment, I'll be a witness against you, hallelujah, and my voice will be plated in Brother Johnson's. And we'll stand together as a witness against you when the Father looks at you and he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
You know, Brother Clinton, there's another great revelation that we could talk about. We're proving the name, and we're proving that it's needful. It is most needful. It is a time when you need to put him on, not put him off. He said, today if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. This is a choice factor. And today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now let me show you something here. In the book of Acts, chapter 26 and verse 14, Paul was on his way down to the city of Damascus. And he had words in his pocket, and he was going to bind all of them that called on the Hebrew God of Israel. And the Bible says that somebody, and we're going to tell you who it was, because he's going to reveal himself, because Paul didn't know who he was. And when he was struck down, he asked a question. Who are you, Master? And the Master said, I am Yahweh. He spoke to him, Clinton, not in a Greek tongue, not in a Latin tongue, but in a Hebrew tongue. You go back to the episode of Pilate when he pinned the superscription upon above the head of the dying suffering Messiah who came into this world not to save the world, but to save the people of his own bloodline from the house of Jacob. The Bible said he come for the lost sheep. He sent his disciples for the lost sheep. He said, love not the world, neither the things in the world, for he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So therefore, with that statement, he said, I am Yahweh in the Hebrew tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, we suggest to you, it's most important, go back, search the scriptures for wherein you thought you had eternal life. Oh, I know you love Jesus, and I know you love a creator, and I know that you have buried many a people in this name. Ladies and gentlemen, let the dead bury the dead. Come and live. Come and get this name. It's a name above every name. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's not so hard when you bow, when you surrender, when you give in, and when you convert. I was baptized when I was 9 years old in the Baptist church. I was baptized with the title applied, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, when I came back to the knowledge that the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I wanted to apply the name. So I went and I got baptized in Jesus' name, according to Acts 2:38. That's all I knew. I didn't know he had a Hebrew name. I didn't know that this name Jesus was another substitute. So what I done, I jumped out of the frying pan of deceit and jumped into the fire of another false name. Ladies and gentlemen, two wrongs will never make a right. You got to get it right. Now, when I heard about the name of Yahweh, although I'd preached for 30 years, although I'd baptized thousands of people in the name of Jesus, I repented and I changed my doctrine to call upon the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. I myself was baptized and many here was converted into the name, and today, 15 years later, the great name of Yahweh marches on.
Tonight, if you hear any other name besides the name of Yahweh be preached over you, if you've got the guts, you call in and tell them that they're a false prophet and they ain't in the truth. Or you cut the TV, you cut the radio off and humble yourself down together. And if you need to call and talk to either me or Pastor Buddy Johnson, if you need more scripture, if you need more truth, I'll go ahead and give you my contact information and Pastor Buddy will give you his. Call us tonight. We're at Feast and Festival in Morristown, Tennessee at 423-839-0612. And we'll let Brother Johnson close it out, and may Yahweh bless you.
Brother Clinton, they can leave me voicemail. I'm here at your telephone number. They can call the same number if they'd like to talk to you or me. And we'd be glad to spend our time in defense of their soul. Ladies and gentlemen, our mission and our purpose is to preach the gospel. To the instant, in season out, we will not back down and give up. We're going to press toward the mark and the high calling, which is in the Creator, and we know in whom we believe. We have spent many, many hours in Scripture trying to study and pray our way out of confusion. You know what Babylon is? Confusion. And he said, come out of her, my people. And Brother Clinton, I was one of those that made my way out of Babylon. I'm so thankful that I bowed the knee, I repented, and I was baptized in the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. We'd like to invite you folks down to a festival. We'll be coming up in October with another festival called Tabernacles, and we invite you down to spend that time. Well, Brother Clinton, you're giving me the two-minute warning here, and let me turn it over to you, and you give them your number one more time.
Allie, our number is 423-839-0612, and you can go to PastorBuddy.net or you can go to ClintonFultz.com, Allie, and come on down and be a part of us. I hope this message has caught fire in your soul and lights you on a path of truth. Don't be deceived. Don't let these false imposters take you into the pits of hell. Come back again next Thursday night as we go back into the Word. We challenge any minister across the country that's got the guts to come up and say anything against this to come on the air live, hallelujah. I'll give you my time. You present your case, and we'll find out what the truth is. And may Yahweh bless and have mercy on you. Hallelujah.